It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. This weekend offers plenty of swashbuckling action at Dartmouth College. The Hopkins Center is presenting the 1920 silent film, The Mark of Zorro, with live accompaniment from the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Playing on original instruments, the Paragon Orchestra adds punch and pizzazz to this feature-length classic. Paragon Ragtime Orchestra is dedicated to recreating the syncopated sounds of early musical theater, silent cinema, and vintage dance. The orchestra was founded by conductor Rick Benjamin, who joins us now by phone. Rick Benjamin, how large is the orchestra, and how authentic an experience is this for the audience?
The orchestra is a recreation of what they called 11 in piano, and it consists of a string quintet, flute, and clarinet, two cornets, not trumpets, cornets, slide trombone, percussion, and piano. And incredibly, this combination and even larger ones were found in between 8,000 to 10,000 cinemas in North America during the latter part of the silent era. Now, how authentic? Well, we're playing the exact notes and the exact orchestrations off the original pages for these films. And we're using antique instruments. If you play in my orchestra, you have to play an instrument that was manufactured before 1922.
What makes The Mark of Zorro a good film for this type of musical accompaniment?
Zorro is a fantastic film. It's considered by many to be the first action-adventure picture. The great-great-great-granddaddy of all the Indiana Jones films. It's Douglas Fairbanks' first epic, his first effort at doing a large feature film. And it's spectacular in many ways, not just because of the story, which introduced the story of Zorro to the public for the first time on the screen. So that's part one of the formula for presenting cinema. Part two, of course, is you look at the film and go, it's great. What's the score like? And I had happened to acquire a nice original print of The Mark of Zorro a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, and ran it here in this office with my son, who was about 9 at the time, and we loved the picture. We'd never seen it. And so then I thought, well, heck, we've probably got the score around here from the Capitol Collection. Let's take a look at that. So I did find that and pulled it out of the files, and it was jolly dandy. So that sort of cinched it to decide to put back together an exhibition for modern-day audiences of The Mark of Zorro, of this great film, with the original music, which is largely compilations of authentic Spanish music by Granados and Bizet, and sort of standard classical composers, too, interwoven into this.
How do these films go over in an age of Batman, The Dark Knight, and audiences today are very used to these fast edits? How do these silent films go over with the modern audience?
They seem to go over tremendously well for a number of reasons. Certainly the novelty of actually seeing actors and actresses who perform with their faces and eyes and hands is so novel and refreshing, sort of oxygen from another time, that people are attracted, especially younger people. We do many of our performances at colleges and universities, like Dartmouth, and most of the audiences have never been to an early cinema presentation with an orchestra, and they go bananas. I think it's the quality of the acting, the quality of the photography, the quality of the storytelling, and, of course, the quality of the underscoring, which is our job. And I've got to say that if we're doing our job right, after a few minutes, you're not supposed to notice that we're still in the room. That was the standard even in the old days. If you read the old trade magazines, they're advising you that as a musician, if your audience is aware that you're there in the pit, you're not doing a good job.
Well, Rick Benjamin, a tip of the hat to the orchestra, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, great pleasure. Thank you for having a chance to talk about all this.
Rick Benjamin is the conductor of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. The orchestra will be performing the original score to The Mark of Zorro Saturday evening at the Hopkins Center at Dartmouth College. For more information, go to vpr.net.
This VPR Regional News Podcast is made possible by our contributing listeners. Thanks for your support.